Hi, it's Holly Tanner.
And Justin Weaver.
We're from Something to Talk About, and you're listening to 90.7 FM.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson.
Wavefarms WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one you don't need, and it is a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution. WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram, inviting the public to attend its March launch party at Auto Camp Catskills in Saugerties on Wednesday, March 5th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Attendees can partake in a night of networking and conversation with specials on food and drinks. Information and registration at chronogram.com/conversations.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anonymous of Athens, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM. Acre Hudson Catskill. Live sounds from Hudson Valley. In particular, Green and Columbia counties. This is an episode of a program called La Vie Inhumaine. Comes to you every month, the third Sunday. Got about 10 people in the studio with me right now, and so we're going to try to play 10 hours worth of music in 1 hour. It's just an exercise in compression. We have so many things we want to share with you that we'll offer them all to you right here until 8 o'clock. So stay tuned. This is the Inhuman City. You've been listening to Essays Gliding Over All from Essays Before a Sonata. That was a track. Here Comes the Metric System. I guess you could take that to be whatever kind of metaphor makes sense in this moment. Nonetheless, stay with us on this Sonic Expressway.
Thank you. Hotel Connick. Posada Palenque, Posada Palenque.
Welcome. So they tell and tell again this or that well-known story of the Zadig alone in birch woods in the summer evening, where the third meal on the Sabbath like a rope let down one day a week from heaven. Jacob, Joseph of Polnoy, they tell us, had a very restless face. Issachar Bear or Beryl as a young man was so poor he had not eaten for some days. Now in those days the bath of Banishes was 60 or 70 steps below ground level. Issachar Bear undressed down to his shirt and took a light and started on his way. Follows a tale of evil powers, calling through darkness, clapping hands on water, brushing his cheeks with dirty wings, but baffled in the end. And other stories of strange powers. Drives in the country, villages at dawn, dull pools in early night, and how the Baal Shem, driving with some friends at night, dozed off. Suddenly a wood sprang up and blocked the road. They woke him from the wood and threw back the darkness. The voice said softly from the rain, "You should take care." Moshi of Sanpor said that his brother and his boy went trading in villages. Once he asked his brother and his teacher why.
Hosanna King, Hosanna King, Hosanna King. Hosanna la nuova.
Found behind the stone.
Hotel Posada Tucan, Posada Tucan, Posada Tucan.
Calm and looking.
Hotel Posada Tucan, Posada Tucan, Posada Tucan.
Blessing the new moon in the month he died, the Rabbi Berdichev had preached at supper on the upright man and dead. Then he said grace.
Hotel Wayar, Wayar.
Face blown, he stood beside the
Hotel Wayar,
said, Wayar.
Wayar.
You are and can be witness. I've eaten and talked rightly at your board, so I shall have you made into my coffin. I am of Zants, who like to talk to market people, who tell of one who said, "Good sir, I have got nothing out of life. I spend my time
Hotel
day
La
after
Condania.
Day, jogging and shuttling to and fro,
Hotel La Condania.
Climbing in and out of cars,
Hotel La Condania.
What is this when one considers how beyond boredom and disgust how sweet it is to be able to know and say, I can enter any night or day my soul in my wickedness before the only one, laid in God, to pray."
Who is Van Gogh? Van Gogh was a famous painter whose paintings are full of inner turmoil and bright colors. Perhaps Van Gogh's most famous painting is Starry Night, a landscape painting full of inner turmoil and bright colors. There are many different sides to Van Gogh, the man. When Van Gogh fell in love with a girl who didn't return his love, he cut off his ear and gave it to her as a present. It isn't hard to imagine her reaction. Van Gogh's portrait of a mailman with a red beard is probably one of the most sensitive paintings of a mailman ever painted. It is interesting to note that Van Gogh himself had a red beard. When Van Gogh was alive, nobody liked his paintings except his brother, Theo. Today, people flock to see his exhibitions. Van Gogh once said of himself, "There is something inside of me. What is it?"
For a while, I had a magical interest in going to Mass. I would go at 6 o'clock, leaving the house in the exciting darkness of November mornings. I was a student at the convent then, and the nun I loved was Mother Lowry.
Landslide, Edwita and Mary Settlement Quarry.
Thank you.
For tuning in, this is WGXC broadcasting from Hudson, New York. on a rainy Sunday evening. Thanks for tuning in and staying with us for another 7 minutes of this program. The 10 to 15 people that have been in the studio here tonight appreciate your listening and returning next month for La Villa Inhumane, live creative community radio for the Hudson Valley, New York.